Let's find a winner and get our racing tips in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. Rhys Crowther is from MrBet.com.au. Rhys, good morning to you.
G'day, Dave. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm fighting fit. I'm just wondering, I was just having a bit of a chat to young Lewis, particularly with the weather. The horses still race in the rain, don't they?
Oh, mate, not when it gets, we've
absolutely
had
torrential.
Yeah, we had kind of biblical rain the last little while, and I think, Randwick was high probability being called off today. So we're not playing there for our tips today, mate. I'm just going to tip at Caulfield and Morfettville.
Oh, cool. What have you got, mate?
Mate, so we'll start at Morfettville. Race 5, number 7. There's a horse here called Wertheimer at $4. Look, this is a second favourite in the race, Dale, and we're just happy to speculate at the price. There's a very good horse for this level in the race called Hastel of War, but it's $1.70, and I just think it's a little bit short, and I think that we're going to have the fitness edge over it up to the 2,600 metres. So Race 5, number 7 at Morfettville, Wertheimer at $4.
Sorry, Race 5, number 4, did you say?
Race 5, number 7,
oh,
Wertheimer.
Oh, good Lord.
At $4 is the price.
Wow. Okay, I'm just jotting this down. I might have a little flutter myself.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
What about a Caulfield, mate?
Yes, mate. Race 5, number 1, there's an absolute beauty of a horse called Cascadian, which actually won the Doncaster in Sydney 12 months ago. It's $1.95. I've just checked this morning. So the second favourite's come out, which was call sign Mav. So, mate, this is just dead set the best bet anywhere all day. Caulfield, Race 5, number 1. It's just a Group 1 performer, Dale. Like, in this field, second up, it's going to have fitness edge over these. Like, it's honestly, it should probably be about $1.40 in this field the way it is.
Oh, okay. Now, what does it actually take for a race to be called off? Is it because it's so sloshy, or is it just the fact that it's currently raining at that particular time?
No, it'll be the track condition. So you could have a downpour, but the track could still be, a soft 5 or soft 6. And then, look, we're in 2022 now, Dale. The technology they have at some of these big tracks like Caulfield, Flemington and Randwick with the drainage, you could get a downpour in the morning, and by kind of midday, you're back on a good racing surface.
Oh,
so
wow.
they do put a lot of investment into the tracks. But when you just get that deluge and it just overwhelms the infrastructure of the track, and you just get like a bottomless track, and it's just not safe for the horses. Like, I was explaining to someone yesterday, it's like trying to run around a wet pool. Like if you're trying to sprint around a pool, you just can't get your footing, and you're going to slip over, and people are going to get hurt. So, when you get that, you're just better off calling it off.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not like they do at the cricket where they roll out these little things and like the little, what do you call them? I don't know what they actually call them. A carpet, is it? Carpet.
Well, yeah, they roll. Don't like the tarps, yeah.
Okay. It is similar to that, is it?
No, it's not, mate. No, they just kind of, look, you've got great track managers, world-class guys who factor in all the meteorological conditions, and they kind of, look, if it's going to be too hot, they'll water the track. If they know they're getting rain, they'll just do their best to manage it.
Good Lord. I never would have thought it would be that complicated. It's way above my pay grade, Rhys.
I've got one more for you, actually,
yeah,
Dale,
sure.
At Caulfield. Race 6, number 4, it's a beautiful mare called Tefani at $2.70. Mate, she made a mess of them going around in the Or a couple of weeks ago here, same track, same distance. She is dead set, I think at the minute, the best Group 1 mare over 7 furlongs we've got in this country, and I think she's just going to come out and make a mess of them today. I'm a little bit concerned about Iron Thunderstruck, which is a top weight there, but I think he's going to be too far back. So I think Tefani, Race 6, number 4 is the second best bet anywhere all day at Caulfield.
Mate, I'd be picking it because it's got a lovely name. That's the extent of my expertise in this matter. Mate, terrific. I hope you do well yourself.
Oh, thank you.
Have
Dale.
A super
too,
day,
mate.
Good on you.
You too, mate. Take care. See you, Dale.